200. Okay. A-R-E-S net.
This is KC5 GOI net control for the Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. This net is called tonight for the purpose of training. Are there any stations at this time that need to come forward with emergency traffic? Please use the term break. It's time for check-ins. Is the emergency coordinator on frequency at this time? Okay, good evening, George. Are there any assistant ECs on frequency?
KG6LE.
W5.
Okay, I have KG6LE, W5GM, and I'm counting, Bill, that you already checked in since I just heard from you, so I've got N5VVS. Okay, Henry, one of the new assistant ECs, is not going to be able to check in this evening. He has a training session that he is doing with the Justin Fire Department. Okay, any stations wishing to check in at this time, please come now.
KC5HHR.
KD5GK. KD5OP.
KB5YM. KD5BJX.
5BBP.
Okay, all stations stand by. Let me finish writing these down real quick. I have KC5HHR.
A-R-E-F.
KD5GK. KD5OP, KB5YAM, I got, I believe, KD5BJX, and N5CBP. Any other stations?
W5WRF.
KD5YZF.
Okay, I had a double. The young lady, please try again.
KD5YZX.
And.
Okay, I believe I got KD5 YGX, is that correct?
YZF, Yankee Zulu Foxtrot.
Alrighty, YVF. Any other stations at this time?
That'd be 5NZV.
Okay, I hear one station sounds like it's trying to check in. If you could try it on the 517 repeater. Stations willing to check in at this time.
Okay.
Greg, turn one of them off.
I only got one radio on right now.
Okay, well, one of them, something fed back on you. Okay, I've got KD5MNO. Any other station? Direction. Any other stations at this time?
Direction for a call.
Go ahead, Ken.
Kilo Delta 5, Y Yankee Zulu Foxtrot, YZF.
Okay, I have the correction. KD5, YZF. Any other stations at this time?
Kilo Delta 5, Golf Sierra Whiskey, KD5, GSW.
Okay, I have KD5 GSW. Any other stations at this time? Okay, there's a station in there with a pretty tremendous squeal. It is keeping me from copying your call sign. Can you try again?
And the Q5X.
Okay, I have NQ5X. Any other stations?
WA2MAD.
Okay, I've got the...
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I fixed that one. Any other stations at this time?
KB5YTJ.
A-R-E-S, net.
Now, that is a call sign from the past. I've got you. Any other stations at this time? Last call. Alrighty, I'll do another round of check-ins after we go through tonight's criteria. Tonight's basically going to be a refresher for some of the things we've covered in the past. I originally intended on doing a an emergency preparedness kit discussion this evening, but I'm going to hold off on that since storm season has started. Two Thursdays ago, we got our first Skywarn session of the year. So it started out rough and did better as it went along. We were all of us, including myself, were kind of rusty. So we're going to go over some things tonight. Feel free to ask any questions when we come around for check-ins. With the exception of Henry, all of the area's leadership is present. First thing I'd like to mention tonight is our first news. We do have two new assistant emergency coordinators. One is JW5GM and Henry, KD5JOI. I'd like to say thank you to both gentlemen for accepting this, I guess, call to responsibility or however you want to put it. Alrighty, now I'm going to try and go in some sequence on how I wrote these down. First thing we wanted to cover tonight is proper repeater usage. Some things have changed since we originally started using the link with Louisville, namely the voter setup. It's become even more critical that you pause for 1/2 second after you key your radio before you issue a report, a check-in, or anything of that nature.
A-R-E-S.
What this allows is it allows the machines, the PL tone, sorry guys, blank there. This allows the PL tones to activate on the appropriate repeater. If you're on 9-2, you're waiting for the PL tones of either the link radio that you're coming through, be it Justin or Sanger, or the main site. If you're coming in on 517, that allows time for the PL on 517 and its associated link radios to execute. That takes usually less than 1/2 second. If you key up immediately and start talking, what you will do is you will clip off the first half of your discussion. Those have been listening to the 517 drive time. We kind of started, you know, forgetting about the tail and started clipping things. But that's the first reminder we wanted to cover this evening. If you've got any questions beyond that about operation, feel free to ask when we go through check-ins. This is KC5GOI Net Control for the Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. Before you issue a report, please let the courtesy tone execute from the last station. This will allow two things to happen. One, it allows the timers to reset on both repeaters. It is possible to write in before the courtesy tone and maintain the repeater. The timer, unfortunately, does not reset on any of the machines unless the courtesy tone has had a chance to execute. So if you've got a long report, and you follow somebody with a long report, you could get outside the window and cause one or both of the machines to shut themselves down for a given time frame. Next item up. Please make reports as concise as possible. Speak into the microphone in a normal tone of voice, usually holding the microphone about an inch or two away. Some microphones you need to kind of hold them 90 degrees up from your mouth. That will keep your audio level from being so high that if you're a weak signal, you could actually cause clipping because you're exceeding the audio bandpass of your radio. The sequence of how to issue a report is you key up, you send out your call sign. You then wait for Net Control to acknowledge you. After Net Control has acknowledged you, please give the nearest cross streets, for example, Sherman and Windsor. Give your report. Please make the report as concise as possible, and then end with your call sign. Your next report may be more than 10 minutes out, it may be less, but to be legal, you still have to issue your call sign. At the beginning of all nets, Net Control always asks for people that can go to a specific area or people that are able to go mobile. This is important that he does this and that it is adhered to. Allow Net Control to define the areas that he's looking for. If you are unable to meet the specific requirements, either, for example, George asks for stations that can go mobile. If you are not able to go mobile, please wait until he asks for fixed stations. If you are in a position, even though you may be mobile, but you're on the wrong side of the county, he will define the areas that he needs people to go to. So, for example, if you are in Louisville, but he needs people to head towards, say, Ponder, Crum, Slidell, it's going to take you more than 30 minutes to get across, and depending on what sort of lead time, you may not be able to make that. So please let him issue where he needs people to go to before you check in. If you're too far out, if you're not mobile, he'll eventually get to you as he needs personnel. As the storm system moves through the county, he will also start asking, I need reports from Louisville, I need reports from the colony, I need reports from Pilot Point. And bear in mind, while we typically have storm systems that go from southwest to northeast in the summertime, anybody's guess is as good as yours. A station that checks in that does not fall in the area that the Net Control needs can cause a delay in stations that can check in. That delays deployments. That also creates a problem with emergency traffic trying to check in. Next item. One of the things that was noted about last Thursday ARIESnet was that we did get somebody relaying a media report. Media reports and things that you have heard over the scanner do not need to be relayed through regular people out in the field. While it is appreciated that you listen, KB5YLE is listening in on the county and city radios and hears those reports. Problems with media reports are they are outside of our control and we do not know if they've been verified or not. Next item for this evening. As a reminder, just because the repeater may not be keyed up and transmitting, that's not necessarily a bad thing. The times where the repeater is not keyed up gives stations with emergency traffic priority or the opportunity to get in. This also allows a weak signal station to place a report. Sometimes that weak signal station may have that key report that we're looking for. If everybody's always keying up and talking, whether particularly with the irrelevant information, that keeps us from devoting resources to where they need to go as far as a specific storm cell that needs to be watched, Maybe there's a car in the ditch and they need medical help. Maybe a house has been damaged and we need to get city or county officials to that location. Road blockages, power lines down. Those are reports that we're looking for. When the machine's quiet, that gives us the opportunity. Next item. Please verify that your radio equipment is working before you participate in NETS. On occasion, we've had people check in and it turns out they've had radio problems. Well, they've had those radio problems that have gone on and on and on and they've never been tended to, but they don't get addressed until the net comes up. During a training net or even a regular storm spotting session or for whatever reason the Aries net's brought up, that is an inappropriate time to be troubleshooting your gear or realize that you don't know how to use it and you can't find the instruction manual. During training nets and during regular nets, unless net control lowers the priority level to a point that you're okay, regular discussions, please do not engage in a rag chew or something that is off topic. If you wish to do so, please take it to another machine. Also, background coordination, if you've got several people watching a specific cell, you can go off to another VHF or go to the UHF machine and kind of coordinate so you guys don't necessarily get yourselves within like 100 feet of each other. Any failures for pager and or cell phone notifications need to be handled after the net. During a net, the beginning, at any point in time, it is not the appropriate time to be bringing up, hey, my cell phone didn't go off, my pager didn't go off. KC5GOI Net Control for Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. Last item up for the list tonight, and this is one of the big ones. This is one I've gotten a lot of requests for. Minimum reporting criteria. Net control, whoever that may be, has primary responsibility for setting and altering reporting criteria. The National Weather Service does have some guidelines that's just what they are. Every net is independent. Dallas County handles minimum reporting criteria differently than Tarrant County. We handle it different than the other two. National Weather Service considers urgent priority a tornado, a funnel cloud, a rotating wall cloud, flash flooding. The National Weather Service considers high priority hail 3/4 of an inch or larger. Wind speeds greater than 58, persistent non-rotating wall cloud, or rainfall 1 inch or more per hour. The National Weather Service considers low priority hail 1/2 inch or larger, wind speed greater than 40, clouds suggesting storm organization, or other locally defined criteria. Net control has that option. Final note to that. When reporting half-inch diameter hail, please do not use the term marble. Since marbles come in a variety of sizes, areas prone to severe weather, some offices do not need reports of 1/2-inch hail. During our storm spotting classes that we've had over the years, the National Weather Service office in Fort Worth has specifically requested that we do not use marble. They are requesting that we use coin sizes and, if smaller, a pea, for example. This reporting criteria comes directly out of the Basic Spotter's Guide. If you do not have a copy of the Basic or Advanced Spotter's Guide, you can find links to them on the Denton-Aries.org website. There is also other training material on the site. All right, this is KC5GOI Net Control for Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. Any other stations wishing to check in at this time? Alrighty, I'll take that as a no. WA5HKW, good evening, George.
Good coverage, guy, thanks.
Okay, appreciate that, George, and I remind all stations, please end your transmission with your call sign. KG6LE, good evening, Don.
Good evening, Guy and the net. I have a couple of things tonight. This is KG6LE. We do have a couple of pagers that are going to be available, so at the meeting this coming Monday night, see me if you're interested. The two requirements are that you must be a registered Aries member, and you must sign the pager agreement that comes with the pager. So I'll be glad to talk over that with you and get you on the list if you need a pager. Second item, cell phone. If you have a cell phone that can receive text messaging, we're using that more and more. More and more members are using that in place of the pagers. That's part of the reason that I have a couple of pagers available now. So if you're carrying a pager, a cell phone that has text messaging reception and capability, let us know that. We'll just add you on the list. There's nothing to sign and no requirements for that. If you would like to receive our net notices. And the final thing, check your pager batteries. Now's the time when storms will be popping up and need to make sure those batteries are up to speed and that you can get these pages. That's all I have, Guy. Thanks very much and excellent net tonight. KG6LE.
Appreciate the check-in, Don. Yeah, thank you very much. W5GM, good evening, Jay.
Well, good evening to you, Guy, and to the rest of the net. It was very informative. I think you've hit all the high and bright spots. I don't really have a whole lot to add. Just a little bit of information for any of the Lewisville 517 guys that check it out. I've updated the Lewisville 517 website, so feel free to surf over there to www.517group.org. Still under construction, but I'm finishing it up. Let's see. Other newsworthy item is I was up at John Hudson's office today, and myself and Joe Novak, excuse me, my tongue was sticking to the roof of my mouth, worked and we pulled some of the old cabinetry desks out of the old EOC at Old Central and transplanted them to John Hudson's office. So we're working on getting an EOC set up for John and George to work at, actually at the new Central Fire Station. That's basically all I got. Carry on. This is W5G.
One other thing I might add to that, Jay is now assisting me on the Denton-Aries.org website. The changes that have been made to it on the homepage were directly attributable to Jay's efforts, and I want to say thank you to that. N5VVS, good evening, Bill.
Good evening, Guy in the Net. Just one brief announcement. Tuesday, April the 6th, we're going to be a Skywarn school for their police and firefighters. Got a call from the fire chief today, and any storm spotter that would like to come to the meeting is welcome. There will be limited seating. He hopes to have about 30 or 40 city employees and firefighters, police officers. But that is Tuesday, April the 6th, from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Colony City Hall, and that's at Main and North Colony in 5VVS.
Okay, I appreciate the check-in, Bill. Thank you. Thanks a lot. And if, for those of you that missed the Denton, the Garland, or the Severe Storms Lab sessions recently, I would recommend that you go see that. Go to see that particular training session. KC5HHR, good evening, Andrew.
Good evening, Guy. You covered all my concerns. Sounds good so far. Thanks. KC5HHR.
KD5GK, good evening, Benny.
Well, good evening, Guy and the group there. I'm out in Mobile as it is, sitting out here at Love's truck stop using a handy talkie, so I hope I'm making it in there. good net. I have no comment. I guess what I'd like to see on the weather nets would be maybe a minimum criteria set up occasionally, but I think that first outing we had, you know, approximately 3 weeks ago Thursday was a good test on what we needed to clean up on. But other than that, you know, it's early in the season, and, you know, we can go from there. Anyway, thanks, Guy, for doing this, and appreciate your time in there. And I'm with the other group. You don't have any room to talk if you don't show up to the training net. KD5GK.
Appreciate the check-in, Benny. 85OP, good evening, Ken.
Good evening in the net. Guy, nice coverage, thorough coverage, thank you. Don't have anything to say, so I'll shut my mouth. 85OP.
KB5YIM, good evening, Don.
Good evening to you, Guy in the net. I'll see you all Monday. Good job. KB5YIM.
A-R-E-S, net.
This is KC5GOI, net control for the Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. KD5BJX, good evening.
Good evening. No questions, no comments. Thanks for the net. 73.
Appreciate the check-in, Cindy. N5CBP, good evening, Brad.
Guy in the net, just great net tonight, good things to cover. Nothing further for the net, and 5CBP.
W5WRF, good evening.
Good evening, Guy. Don't have anything to add. Thanks for doing the net. W5WRF.
KD5YZF.
I don't have anything to say, KD5YZF.
Appreciate the check-in. WB5NZV. Good evening, Gerald.
Evening, Guy. Net. Don't have anything further. It's an excellent net tonight. WB5NZV.
KD5MNO, good evening, Greg.
Good evening, and I would like to add the net that we have in the great net. I've got several points here. Stand by.
8 p.m.
Greg, I got most of what you said, but can you either improve your power or your location a little bit? You were pretty noisy. Better try the 517.
Sorry about that. I was listening on the 9-2 because it sounds better from where I'm at. Is this better?
QSL, go ahead.
I apologize to everybody. First topic is please keep in mind, do not call net control until the previous or station that was talking to net control finished. It's been typical in the past that someone has not done their idea or reporting or finished reporting their item and someone else is getting in there. I mean, a lot of times it doesn't matter too much, but, you know, some people aren't, usually they're not allowed to get their call sign out there to remain legal. Something I'd like to throw in there, standby. Sorry. I'd like to recommend that we start to at least consider using MATSCOs. Denton County apparently is now completely or almost completely covered by MAPSCO grid squares. Actually, it's going to require some discussion. Standardized phonetics. Some people have said they don't want to stick to standardized phonetics, but if you'll think about it, the purpose of a word to go with a letter is to get used to hearing particular phonetics. If you want to use non-standard phonetics, then you pretty much negate the reason for having phonetics.
A-R-E-S.
And guy covered that one. Some people need to look into adjusting their mic audio on the radios that they use for Skywarn, because some people are pretty hot and some people are not. And if you adjust your adjust your volume on your radio, let me reset.
Okay, heavy.
If you adjust your volume on your radio so that the person with the loud mic isn't too loud, then the person with the mics that are pretty low, you can't hear them. And I think we need to make an effort to fix that. And to add on to what Guy was saying a little bit ago about getting information from the media and reporting it back to Net Control, one of the many things I learned up in Norman, Oklahoma a couple weeks ago was that the information almost always starts with the spotter nets or the National Weather Service. By the time it gets to the media, it's coming from us. So if we're getting information from the media, then and we stick it back into the spotter net, well, then it's just getting recycled. And I think that is all I have to say for now. Appreciate the time to comment. KD5, MNO back to me.
Okay, I heard a station try and get in there just before your second key up. Other station, please stand by. I'll make a final round for check-ins in just a moment. Thanks, Greg. W5FKN, good evening, Bob.
Guy, and at W5FKN, I'm going to elaborate a little bit on the radio equipment, like Greg said. People who use a handy talkie and their storm spotting should, if they can, get at least a little quarter wave mag mount to put on the car, because sometimes it is very hard to copy them when they are using a HT inside the car. Even though we got the voter system up and the link up and all that, they still have some spots that really does not get out very good with a rubber duck. And that's about it. It's been a very excellent net, Guy. Go ahead.
Okay, I appreciate that, Bob. I want to elaborate a little bit on what Bob said. When we did some initial testing with the voter, we did find that there is some HT-able areas that, I mean, frankly, you couldn't even hit with 50 watts before. That is not a recommendation that you don't put an antenna on the outside of a car, though. During a Skywarn net or any other Aries event, HTs are good up to a point. When you are mobile in the field, though, a rubber duck really isn't going to hack it real well, even if you're within a couple of miles of the repeater, it can still create problems. Technical reasons for the rubber duck being bad, we won't go into that tonight, but very good point. Thanks, Bob. KD5GSW, go ahead.
Hello, guys. Just want to say good net. Thanks for your time. I don't have anything to add other than Jay really did a good job on reorganizing the 517 webpage there. KD5GSW.
NQ5X. Good evening, Glenn.
Good evening, Guy. Greetings to the net. It's just a rare chance to get a chance to check in. Anyway, good idea to Don there on the text messaging. That's going to seem like it's going to work pretty good. But one question I have for you, Guy. Has the Aries group decided on a standard of either Molex or Anderson Power Pole or both for its field connections? So.
A-R-E-S net.
Glenn, we're still using the Molex because that's what we're outfitted with. I have done some research into that, and the Aries field guide and the training class now, they don't have any specific recommendation anymore. The problem that I'm seeing when I was doing my research was Denton County seems to be in an unfortunate position. I know that Dallas County has gone to the Anderson Power Poles. I never did get responses out of Tarrant County, so I'm not real sure which way they went, if they've even done anything. I didn't get any information out of Wise, Cook, or Grayson, or Collin counties either. Just nobody responded. Unfortunately, that kind of puts us in the spot where I'm pretty sure half the counties are still using Molex, while the other half are using Anderson Power Poles. The recommendation that I am making, and bear in mind this is just myself, this isn't necessarily the area's leadership, is that you try and outfit yourself with several versions of adapters so you can handle either one. The technical problems that have come up with the Molex connector, one is its current carrying capability. It is only rated at 8 amps. You hook a 50-watt radio up to it, you're going to be pulling between 10 to 11 amps, so you've already exceeded the connector, and you may start inserting some voltage drop, which might cause your equipment not to behave correctly. The Anderson Power Pole, depending on which gauge wire you're outfitted for, the one that's been semi-standardized is the 30-amp connector. You can get that same shell in a 15, 30, or 45. So, and they're all interchangeable. Reset. I can speak for myself and Gerald. We have, what we've basically done is we've converted everything that we've got over to power poles. In the process, though, we basically made adapters. So when I snipped my old Molex connector off of my V7 in the ham shack, I wound up using two sets of power poles, one to make the adapter, the other to go to the radio. Everything you're going to find in my ham shack here and everything you're going to find in my truck can address either way. I carry a box full of adapters. Did that answer your question, Glenn?
Oh, I sure did, Guy. I'm also involved with the Civil Air Patrol Emergency Services, and we're trying to answer the same question. Seems everybody seems to get in the field with multi-capabilities, if you know what I mean. That's not good. Well, thanks a lot. We'll just go on and be listening to the net. 73, this is NQ5X.
I appreciate the check-in, Glenn, and that's a very good question. It's something that everybody in our group needs to look at. Like I said, I personally recommend the Anderson Power Pole, and cost-wise, you're looking at about the same as if you buy Molex connectors at Radio Shack. You can beat Radio Shack's price at Tanner's any day, but Tanner's doesn't carry them. PowerWorks and West Mountain Radio both carry the Anderson Power Pole. They also crimp better. They're easier to solder. I just think, just my personal opinion, they're a better connector across the board. WA2MAD. Good evening, Don.
Hey, man. Sorry about that. I was in the other end of the room here. Nothing to add, really. Sounds great. Glad to hear all the advice being given. And would like to print out a copy of this info criteria and otherwise, if possible, on the computer. I imagine it'll be on the website. Just FYI, I'm on a rubber duck and two watts inside the trailer here in Sanger. Wanted to make sure I was inside this Faraday cage so you'd know how the link was working. And thanks again. Nothing else to add. WA to my cable dog.
Thanks for the check-in, Don. This is KC5GOI Net Control for Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. Last station I've got on the list, and I'll make another call in just a moment for any other stations. An oldie but a goodie. WB5YTJ. Good evening, Danny.
KB5YTJ. Glad to be back. They finally moved me back to day shift. Good job, guy. KB5YTJ.
Appreciate the check-in. Any other stations wishing to check in at this time?
05, Kilo Delta Alpha.
Anti-YJ.
Okay, I have KD5KDA and N5YEJ. Any other stations? All righty, I'll take that as a no. KD5KDA, go ahead.
I got a little bit of a late start tonight, but got as much as I could out of it so far, and just keep up the good work.
Appreciate the check-in, Devon. N5YEJ, go ahead, Paul.
I could make a comment, but I better not. N5YEJ.
Sometimes that's the better part of valor. Thank you, Paul. Any other stations at this time wishing to check in?
WA5HKW again.
A-R-E-S, net.
Go ahead, George.
I'd just like to, this is WA5HKW. I'd like to clarify something that was brought up a few minutes ago concerning using the MAPSCOs in Denton County. We, as most of you know, we have all the police, fire, and sheriff radios. And we not only report the weather incidents, but we report vehicle accidents and flooded roads and down power lines and whatever. So, and we report it to the proper authorities. And the proper authorities do not use any MAPSCO numbers. If you call them and say you have a vehicle accident at MAPSCO 32, they're going to come back and say, where is that? But if you tell them it's 156 and 380, they will know where it is. W858KW.
Okay, appreciate that, George. Any other stations having comments at this time?
5GM recheck.
Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to shed my two cents on a deal. Know lots of people have been pushing for MAPSCOs, or use of MAPSCO in our reports. And we got a real doozy of a canoozy here, I think. Kind of a double-edged sword. George is 100% correct. County doesn't use MAPSCOs. I'm MAPSCO 37 Yankee, Denton Cook County MAPSCO. They're going to be scratching it. They won't have a clue. On the other hand, I'll use Ron Jackson, N5OJT, Channel 4, as an example. You tell them where that is, or, you know, University in 380 or something like that. He won't have the foggiest clue where the heck you're talking about. So you got, on one hand, you've got, you know, the county people that don't use MAPSCO, and I think I need to get clarification from the Fort Worth National Weather Service office, because they have a guy that normally checks in when we're activated and see exactly what they're doing. Because I know the news agencies, Channel 4, Channel 5, and Channel 8, would definitely prefer that we use MAPSCO. So this topic is going to have to bear some further discussion and have to come up with some kind of a compromise or something. Now, I have not the foggiest clue how it's going to work. Reset. Second object or item, actually that's the second of three, the topic of power poles versus Molex came up. I'd like to push for complete Denton County standardization on power poles. The Molex connector is junk. Its time has come. I'd really hate to say availability is spotty, but I've been to one Radio Shack and they were completely out of them, so... You know, and I can't say that power poles necessarily grow on trees either, but the power pole is just, you know, an extraordinarily better connector, and in all waveforms and fashions, they can be properly terminated in the field with a Klein crimping tool, which is available at any Home Depot for about $20. And I just think that we should standardize on them and just make it official. The third item, running a handy talkie. Okay, now we got a bunch of new folks on here, and the first thing most new hams do is they'll go out and buy a handy talkie and they'll try to use that for a while until it's absolutely proven to them beyond any reasonable doubt that it doesn't work. You know, if there's, we got a new lady that's down in Lewisville, and just getting a Lewisville repeater with a Vertex VX7 or Yaesu VX7, forget about it. She can't hardly even get into 517. She's about 50-60% noise, and that's on a good day. And forget about it trying to operate mobile with handy talk. That's just not a viable solution. You got to have, good, you know, half wave or 5/8 wave, mag mount, whatever the heck you got, that external antenna. And, you know, it's best just to just go ahead and latch onto a mobile rig you can find one and get yourself up to 50 watts, because there are some really nasty holes around the county. It's our very geography, you know, thank you, Mother Earth. Anyhow, that's...
Jay, I appreciate all the comments, and specifically, I'm glad you helped clarify up on MAPSCO, and that's something that some of the guys have talked to me about it. It's come up in the past. We are kind of in a tough spot about that, and that's something I want to talk to the area's leadership about when we get together, probably at the beginning of April. We got to all find a date that we can get together. I agree on trying to standardize with the power pole. That's something else that's going to come up. We've got a lot of gear to redo. The power poles, and let me give you guys an example of what you're looking at in cost, okay? And I know everybody's going, oh, man, it's more money and it's expensive. Well, to be honest, it's not. If you go to Radio Shack, if you want to get the Molex connector that has previously been recommended, you're looking at about $3 or $4 for one male-female set. If you've got the opportunity to go to Tanner's, you're looking at 2 cents a pin and I believe 29 cents a hood. So you got to get all those together. What you still wind up with, though, is a connector that's only capable of handling 8 amps. It's subpar. The Molex connectors, you can get a bag, for example, of 25 for $20 plus shipping from West Mountain Radio where Power works. I am not endorsing either company. I'm not trying to sound like a commercial on them. Those are two places that you can get them. When next time Jay and I get an opportunity to do some updates, we will put those links up there. Reset. Okay. As far as using an HT, I second everything Jay said. We get a net every now and then. Somebody tries to rubber duck in a report, and it just doesn't happen. 5 watts on a quarter wave. That doesn't happen. Stand by. Other than that, you really need to step up to something closer to 50 watts, and mobile rigs have gotten fairly cheap. You can get a brand new radio. I'm not going to go into brands. You can get a brand new 50-watt radio for just under $150 after tax. So, and that's going to be cheaper than what you spend on that HT. HTs have their place. Don't get us wrong. But when you're mobile, they just, be honest, they just don't quite hack it. Even with the voter, even with the link, it just ain't going to cut it. Any other comments?
KD5MNO.
KD5MNO, go ahead.
Yeah, this is actually kind of off the subject. Everybody that's interested, I'll have information on shirts and badges at the meeting on Monday. KD5MNO.
5VVF.
Go ahead, Bill.
Put my 2 cents worth in real quick here. I would like us to see us start using the MAPSCO coordinates. Not eliminating giving street locations. I think that's very important for people in the county that know where these streets are. But we do have other people outside of Denton County monitoring these nets. We have the other counties listening to us, wondering where the storms are going. And I believe, and Jay can confirm or I can call the weather service, I believe the guys over there on the ham radios over there use MAPSCO because they have no idea where these little streets and intersections are in Denton County. So if we can maybe and again continue using the street cross street locations so that local guys know what we're talking about, that would probably be a big help all around. N5VVF.
KC5GOI net control for Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. Here's what I'm getting from, and this is just my interpretation. This is what I'm hearing out of Jay and Bill, and I kind of agree, but we're not doing policy decisions tonight. When you give your location, we might consider giving, like Bill said, the major cross streets, and the MAPSCO grid. That will, for the time being, cover city, county, and we're going to double check on the National Weather Service, but also adjoining counties that may be listening to us. But that's we'll do some more research into that, and hope to have an answer by the April training net. Any other comments at this time? All righty, last call for 85 UKT.
CUS.
Okay, I've got KB5 UKT and N5 CUS.
A-R-E-S-net.
Go ahead, Mike.
Net.
No other comments other than, we do transmit in the open, so everybody knows, even if they have a MAPSCO or not, but I like your idea of using both. That will help the externals like you're talking about. And I don't think you're ever going to come up with a standard connector. I'm sorry, you can try, but 10 years from now, there'll be something else that everybody will want to change to. All we can do is just try and adapt as best we can. KB5 UKT.
Appreciate the check-in, Mike. The standardized power connector is kind of tough, like standardized RF connector, SMA, BNC, PLT59N connector. N5 CUS, go ahead, Alan.
Earlier when Jay was talking about the HTs and y'all got back on the little handhelds, another thing about them, of course, is audio quality too. So they're the source to be out and spot storms, especially if you don't have several battery packs, if you got a big long storm also. And I tried to get in there, have a format, you give the street cross streets first or whatever location, use MAPCO. MAPSCO, so that would clear that up, wouldn't it? That's it. I can't think of anything else. KB5 CUS.
Okay, appreciate the check-in. Any other stations wishing to check in at this time? Besides our external noise source.
A-R-E-S net.
Have MUJ.
Go ahead, Cindy.
Just checking in, telling everybody hi.
Okay, Cindy, appreciate it. Any other comments at this time? Alrighty, I'll take that as a no. And just so everyone will know, if you want to revisit this particular training net tonight, I will have the audio posted on the DCARA.net site by the end of the night, and I will have it posted to the Denton-Aries site once the server move is completed. Expect this file to be close to 25 megs. It is going to be about 54 minutes of Windows Media Player file. It is in mono, so it's only going to come out one speaker.